Boy, it's been 3 years, and I tell you, it goes by fast. Before I get started, I just want to say a quick word of prayer. I really appreciate this opportunity, Pastor Roscoe, and I'm a little nervous, but I really am thankful for the opportunity to share my testimony and also share what Lighthouse Baptist Church has meant to us. But let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray you just help me share my words and share them effectively and truthfully, and that folks might gain some, be able to relate or understand where our family has been during our 3 years here and how we've grown. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm going to ask folks to just open your Bible, and because I'm going to be using a lot of the verses that have really we've learned here at Lighthouse, so that have really touched our heart and have helped us become more sanctified. And I'll talk a little more about being sanctified as we go. But the first verse is Romans 3, starting at verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Over the years, this passage really, I would say, I didn't think I ever really fully understood the depth of this passage until I came here to Lighthouse. I was saved when I was 13 years old, and I absolutely knew I was saved. I felt the Spirit and I felt changed. But the sanctification process never really, I don't know if it was the church I was in or just the environment, whatever, but the sanctification process was there and I was not there. And Lighthouse Baptist Church has really helped our family become more sanctified, to grow closer to God and to understand these biblical truths, and that nothing we can do on our own is going to get us to heaven. And there's none of us that can bridge that gap on our own. The next verse I'd like to turn to is Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And that's one of Cynthia's favorite passages, and it's also one of mine. And just over the years, we've really learned that there's nothing, you can't get to heaven by what you do or by works or by anything. It is wonderful to have a servant's heart and to serve the Lord, but that it's not going to win you the points. It's helpful. It's wonderful. It's a good thing to do. But only by God's grace that He gave us are we going to get to heaven. That is it. It doesn't matter what else, anything you do. And I've learned that over the years by being here, and it's wonderful. It is wonderful to know that it's done. Amen. It is done. Like that book you have called Done. It's a good book. When I was saved and I was 13, even though I wasn't sanctified, I wasn't really growing, I still had God in my heart, and I still prayed, and His hand was still there. I have several events over the course of my life where I'm like, wow, I mean, that's almost like a miracle. It was a miracle. I would pray, and then what I prayed for happened. Usually it was to get out of some jam. This is in my 20s. Other times were when I was deployed. I've been deployed twice to Iraq. The next verse I want to read is Psalm 91. You can turn to Psalm 91. And this, probably a lot of people already know, this is called the Soldier Psalm, and it is one of my favorite psalms. And this psalm I would read before every convoy, every time I went outside the wire, and I would pray, and then when we got to our destination safely, then I would pray again, and pray for protection, and then pray a prayer of thankfulness.
Amen.
Every time I had to travel around when I was deployed. But this psalm really helped me to endure that fear. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And what a blessing, what a comfort that was when I was deployed to help me during those dangerous times. Another wonderful lesson that we've learned over the years here at Lighthouse Baptist Church is the importance of family and the importance of the structure of the family with the father, and being the spiritual leader, and the importance of the nurturance and admonition, the raising up the child in nurturance and admonition of the Lord. You know, it's from Ephesians 6:4. I really took that verse to heart and the family series to heart, and it really helped me focus on the way we want to raise our children and bring them up in the nurturance and admonition of the Lord. So love and admonition. You have to have both to raise a healthy child. It can't be all love. It can't be all admonition. Sure. It has to have a balance between love and admonition, love and punishment, basically, when they need it. but in love. Some challenges we continue to face is... you know, these are some things that the cares of this world, you know, Matthew, if we can turn to Matthew 13, and I'm winding down. Matthew 13, 1 through 9, Jesus talks about, it's the parable of the sower. And the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And then later on verse 22, Matthew 13, verse 22, this is probably a verse that I still struggle with, where he explains, "He that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." You know, it's hard being a military, well, I don't even want to go there, but my job is very demanding, and it takes, basically sucks the life out of me and the energy out of me. And to do my job well, that's what you have to do. I'm a clinical psychologist. I work in behavior health, and you give to your patients. But it's that and the demands of the position administratively draw me away from growing and doing as much as I would like in the church. So the cares of this world just pull me away from being able to be as involved as I would like. And I'm sure there are others that can relate to that. But that is something I continue to struggle with. And I hope I can find some balance there as I move to our next place in Walter Reed in Bethesda, Maryland. But it's an ongoing struggle. I'll do one other area. If you turn to Matthew 7, verse 1 through 6. "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." I guess, you know, Cynthia and I, and, you know, we are the royal priesthood, as Christians, a separate group. Mm-hmm. And it is easy to judge others and to get frustrated with the world and society, and we struggle with that and trying to remain non-judgmental and know that God is in control. But that is another area that we've learned. It's very important not to be judgmental and to even though there's so much evil around us and negative things, to trust God, to be in control, that he knows what's going on, and to not pass judgment on others. I'd have some others, but I think I'll just leave it at that. Again, we are very grateful for our 3 years here in Korea. We are very blessed, and we have been very blessed. This past couple of weeks, PCS is very difficult, but things have gone so smoothly. We've gotten everything done we needed to do, and some very big things that needed to get done have gotten done. So we're ready to fly, and we don't have any lingering things to work out. So thank you, everyone, for your love and your support. And we will keep in touch, and we will miss Lighthouse Baptist Church. Amen.